Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The University of Maryland reversed course last night and fired football coach DJ Durkin. The firing came less than 24 hours after the University Board of Regents had reinstated Durkin as head coach. He had been on administrative leave since August while the board oversaw two investigations into the Maryland football program Durkin oversaw. The investigations followed the death of 19-year-old player Jordan McNair, who had collapsed during practice on May 29th and died a few days later. Mike Pesca is Here Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. He joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
And start with what happened to Jordan McNair.
He was subject to an extremely intense and irresponsible, I think we could safely say, off-season workout regimen where his body temperature rose to 106 degrees and this wasn't properly addressed, and just getting him to that point showed, according to internal findings, terrible judgment on behalf of the coaching staff. And we should say the college football works that there are only, the way it works is that strength and conditioning coaches have an outsized role because officially head coaches and position coaches are only allowed a certain amount of contact with the players. So players go for this offseason conditioning, which is allowed. And oftentimes the guy who is, you know, maybe eighth on the hierarchy chart in terms of actually where he stands has this outsized power and influence. So Maryland's tough offseason program, cruel offseason program, essentially killed this poor kid. And then an investigation showed that the head coach had allowed a toxic culture to exist at the program.
Okay, but then let's talk about the chain of events, because they've changed their position on this. On Tuesday, the university's Board of Regents Chair James Brady announced that Durkin, the coach, was being reinstated. Here's what Brady said then.
We believe that he is a good man and a good coach who is devoted to the well-being of the student-athletes under his charge. He's also at the beginning of his coaching career with a great deal of promise and much still to learn. We believe he deserves that opportunity.
And then last night, the university's president announced Durkin was fired. What happened?
Well, what happened was, after the Board of Regents essentially announced that the person who had ultimate responsibility for students wouldn't pay any price, there was an upheaval among the following constituencies: the students at the school, much of the team, who was extremely upset that their friend and, you know, as they said, fallen brother, was that there was no accountability for that. Also upset was literally the governor of Maryland and other important elected officials. And reportedly, the president of the university did not agree with the Board of Regents directive. What President Lowe decided to do was to say, I will not fire the coach. It is my job and not the regent's job to fire the coach, but I will be resigning at the end of the year, sort of to fall on his sword. But in the 24 hours since, when there was a huge backlash to this announcement, things have changed.
And this was the reaction on television. This is Trevor Maddich, a college football analyst on ESPN, after the news broke that Durkin had been fired.
They had to do this because there was no way Maryland could move forward with DJ Durkin as the coach. There's no way that the family of Jordan McNair could close this chapter and move on from here with DJ Durkin as the coach.
Mike, this wasn't about one person, though. Is there a case to be made that the program should be shut down?
Yeah, but who's going to make that case? Maybe you or I could make that case, or people from afar who watch college football. But the Board of Regents, remember, they're the ones who would shut down a program. Beyond not even shutting down a program, they wanted to keep the coach. Football is a huge cash cow for the school. The University of Maryland, though not a football school and not good at football, moved to the Big Ten, which is a football conference. They make upwards of $100 million a year in terms of revenue from their sport. And they were saying 24 hours ago that despite the death of a player, we still think the coach is so good at coaching X's and O's that we want to keep him. So I think as I look at this, I think a rational outsider, or rational enough to think that the irrational world of college football should be allowed to continue as it is, a rational outsider would say, wow, something should happen. But inside that program, and for the people who are the gatekeepers of that program, there is none of that incentive to scrap the program altogether.
Mike, I want to ask you one more thing while we have you, which is the World Series trophy damaged by a fan in the parade in Boston who threw a beer can, I guess an open beer can, at the players in the who are holding the trophy. What are your thoughts on that? What happened?
Two phrases, peak Boston, and sorry to insult the city, but but Bostonians at one point are the most brilliant people on earth, and yet at the other point, you can argue that they're the most, let us say, driven by id. So I don't know what the brand of beer was, but I could see, you know, a Sam Adams finding its way.
And actually, they were full. They were full.
I know. That's what, it doesn't make any sense. Who throws a full beer can at people and people holding a very
Give him a beer.
Valuable thing.
Yeah.
Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst. Thank you.
You're welcome.